Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Good day to you all. My name is Pastor Arthur, Pastor Arthur Nyamugoneka. I am from the Apostolic Faith Mission, and I greet you all in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm so excited to be back again in session number 3. We are actually dealing with the theme on divine healing, and I'm so excited because I believe that we are bringing the solution through the word of God to many people who are bedridden, those that are not feeling well, right? This is your opportunity. This is your opportunity to be well. This is your opportunity to be healed. So I'm here to give you an assurance that if you thought there was no solution to your condition, here is the solution. The word of God. The word of God. And we are here laboring in the word of God to make sure that you grab hold of this message and you run with it. Because it is yours. This is the solution to your condition. You are not supposed to be sick, right? You are not supposed to be sick. So we are here to make sure that that happens, right? Your body is supposed to listen to the word of God that we are teaching and preaching today. And you are supposed to do what any normal human being is supposed to be doing. If you are not able to walk, I am saying here you are supposed to do that. Right. If you are not able to speak, I'm here to tell you that you are supposed to do that through the word of God. Hallelujah. Right. So we have looked at two different topics, God's will to heal. And the second topic was hear and be healed. And now we are on the third session or the third topic, which I've titled Sickness is not your burden to carry. Sickness is not your burden to carry. Right, so I want us to look at Matthew chapter 8, verse 16 and 17. Matthew chapter 8, verse 16 and 17. So it says, when evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick. Ah, this is wonderful. This is wonderful. Again, you see the Lord Jesus Christ here, healing all that were sick. Not some. Right? He did not heal some and leave others. He healed all that were sick. So if you are hearing this message and you think you're going to be left out, if you are hearing this message and you think this message is for others and not for you, let me tell you something, you are mistaken, right? This word is for you as well, because Jesus healed all that were sick. So if you are sick and you are listening to this message, you are going to be healed. You are healed already in the name of Jesus. Amen. So I was reading on verse 16, I just got excited. That's why I had to stop there and just to, you know, just to meditate on that, right? He says, and when evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word. So if you are here and the devils are troubling you, this is the word for you. All is well with you in the name of Jesus. He cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick. Verse 17, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Wow, this is wonderful. I'm here to tell you that you are not supposed to carry the burden of sickness, because it's not yours. It's not, that burden is not for you to carry. I'm here to tell you that you are not supposed to be sick. That burden you are carrying right now is not yours. We are getting this assurance from the word of God on verse 17 of the book of Matthew. The reason why Jesus was healing all that were sick, he was saying, so that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, this is the part I want you to listen carefully to. Himself, this is Jesus, himself took our infirmities. So he took our infirmities. The word infirmities there is actually referring to our weaknesses, right? Our ailments. So he took our infirmities and he bare our sicknesses. So he took our sicknesses, which means when he's taking these sicknesses, it means it's no longer supposed to be for me to carry them. Right? He took them from us. So if he took them from us, the question you should be asking yourself right now is, why are you sick then? If all the sicknesses were taken from us by Jesus, he took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Bearing is like he's carrying the load of our sicknesses. He's bearing the pain of our sicknesses. Right? So if somebody decided to come and take that load of sicknesses and diseases upon himself, why should you be sick? Why should you be sick? Why should you be sick? So that's the question you should be asking yourself right now. So now, the reason why you are sick is because you had not heard the word of God speaking like this to you. You see, I always make an example of the previous system that used to prevail here in South Africa, the apartheid system, right? It would give certain privileges to a certain group of people, and it will deny the same privileges to another group of people, which is the people of color. Right. So now, there would come a time, there came a time when that system got abolished. Right? So now, when the system got abolished, there had to be an announcement that had to be made. Right? That the banning of people into certain areas is no longer prevailing. Right? That system has been abolished. So everyone now has access to get to wherever they want to go, to any place, right? Any restaurant, right? Everyone now has access to any area they want to get to. An announcement had to be made. Right? Now, when that announcement was made, not everybody was listening. Right? Not everybody was listening. So those who were listening, they heard the announcement and they started enjoying the benefits because they heard the announcement. Right? But now, there are those, when the announcement was made, they were still fearful because they did not get an opportunity to hear that announcement. So when they get to certain places, they will still be fearful in accessing those areas because they think they are not allowed to get into those areas. Why? Because they did not hear the announcement. So it is the same thing with you. When this announcement has been made, right, when the scriptures were written, as Jesus was ministering and all this was happening, this is an announcement I'm talking about, right? According to Matthew 8, verse 17. That he took our infirmities and he bare our sicknesses. It's an announcement that is being made. It's the good news. We are making an announcement of the good news. But the problem is not all of us are having an opportunity to listen to this. Just like now, as you are listening to this teaching, not everybody is listening to this. So now, this isn't a disadvantage to whoever is not listening. But for you who is listening, now that you have heard of this announcement that Jesus took your infirmities and Jesus bore your sicknesses, he took the sicknesses away from you. Now, the only thing for you to do is to make a confession that you are healed in the name of Jesus. You are supposed to make a confession that you are not supposed to be sick in the name of Jesus. So if your body could not do something, go ahead and do what your body could not do, because now that you have heard the announcement, go and do what you could not be able to do before. Go and enjoy the benefits, right, that you could not be able to enjoy before. Remember, the announcement has been made. I am making the announcement to you right now. As you are listening, as you are hearing this word, this message, I am making the announcement to you that sickness is not supposed to be your burden to carry. So go ahead and remove it from your body, right? Tell your body that you are going to do what you could not be able to do. Why? Because the burden of sickness is not for you to carry. It was carried by our Lord Jesus. So this, you can only be able to appropriate the healing, right, through confession of the Word of God and through practicing the Word of God. Go ahead and enjoy the benefits. Your body is not supposed to be sick. So tell your body, you are not supposed to be sick. You are not supposed to be sick. The only reason why you are being sick is because you have not heard the announcement. Or it could be that you have heard the announcement, but you are still fearful. You are still scared to enjoy your benefits. The benefits of divine healing. Am I talking to somebody? Right. So begin to walk in divine healing right now. Confess the word of God and say, from today going forward, I am walking in divine healing. Start thanking God for the benefit of divine healing. Tell yourself that I am healed in the name of Jesus. Tell yourself that I am walking in divine healing from today going forward. Tell yourself that any ailment that is in my body is being booted out right now in the name of Jesus. Make such confessions upon your life. Declare such words upon your life. Because when you declare such words, it's actually a proof that you have believed the word of God. Hallelujah. It is a proof that you have believed the word of God. Apostle Paul says, it is written in the word of God that I believe and therefore have I spoken. So the best way to show your belief, the best way to manifest your belief in the Word of God is to confess the Word of God. Confess the Word of God and begin to do what the Word of God is telling you to do. So if you say you are not sick, it means your body has to listen, your body has to do what it could not be able to do before. Hallelujah. Am I speaking to somebody? So begin to do that. Begin to do what your body could not be able to do. Why? Because you have heard the announcement. You have heard the message of God that says sickness is not your burden to carry. According to Matthew 8 verse 17. This is the proof that Jesus took our infirmities and he bare our sicknesses. The Bible has given us that assurance. Go ahead, confess the word, and begin to do what your body could not be able to do. Give us your testimonies. Tell us what God is doing in your life, what God is doing in your lives, in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Be blessed. Amen.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564, or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
It's here. Radio Pulpit's new website is live. You can tune in at radiopulpit.co.za and enjoy crystal clear sound with just a click of a button, or listen to our podcast. Discover biblical truths in our daily devotionals and let our stories of hope inspire you. You can download our app on this new look, easy to use platform. Find your favorite program, get to know our presenters and so much more at radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.